KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The S-Line streetcar in Sugar House will soon be expanded to terminate at Highland Drive, giving access to hundreds of people who live in new apartment buildings in the area. I'm KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
Second, the deaths of a couple in their 80s in their American Fork home in January has been ruled of undetermined cause. Dwayne and Sally Frankham were found in what police called suspicious circumstances. The medical examiner says there was no trauma. It's a mystery. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Traffic getting bogged down southbound Mountain View, approaching 3500 South and on southbound Bangor at Shields Lane. If you're on I-15 in Salt Lake County, a slow drive from Murray to Sandy, and again as you're passing Bangor Highway in Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low 60s today and tomorrow, then a significant warm-up. I'm Matt Johnson.
We're at 57 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is no longer facing an impeachment trial. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling the party line vote shameful. Johnson, meantime, says the House will take up the standalone aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and border funding starting tomorrow. In Arizona, State House Republicans blocking a second effort today to repeal the state's 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions. The state Supreme Court ruled the Civil War era law could be enforced starting later this month. State senators now starting the process to draft its own bill. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. We'll go deeper into the impeachment trial of the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Just over an hour ago, the Senate killed the second and final impeachment article against him. Joining me live, ABC News correspondent M. Nguyen. So was this vote, first of all, straight along party lines?
It was straight along party lines. It was kind of a whirlwind of a day on Capitol Hill. We kind of expected Democrats to give a little bit more of a chance to potentially see this get through. But ultimately, they were united, Democrats. And for each article of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, all Democrats voted against it. They said the articles were unconstitutional because they did not allege to high crime or misdemeanor. It came after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made a motion to kill or table the articles in which Republicans voted to reject Schumer's motion. But that motion just needed a simple majority. And so that meant that the 51 Democrats who were president, they all voted to have this against impeachment, and so the articles have officially fallen. It will not be brought to trial. Republicans did vote to have this go to trial, and before that, they actually wanted to debate the trial. For instance, Senator John Kennedy motioned to adjourn until April 30th, which is a while from now, so that the Senate could have more time to debate the merits of holding a trial. That was voted down. Essentially, every procedural vote was voted down. It was about 3 hours worth of procedural votes. And then, you know, senators formally adjourned the court of impeachment in the trial of Secretary Mayorkas.
So after all the Republican complaints about Mayorkas and impeachment, is this matter now dead and gone?
Well, essentially, that's the idea, right? Republicans had very little chance of conviction to begin with. They have used this case to highlight President Joe Biden's handling of immigration and the border. It was an issue top of mind to many voters this election year. So it's probably not the last we'll hear about it. We'll probably hear about it as we continue to hear talking points from Republicans throughout the year for this election year. Speaker Johnson came out afterwards in a presser. He condemned not even being able to present the House's evidence against Mayorkas. He says that he thinks it'll play a role in this year's election and that there will be a, quote, reckoning for this November. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also said that this set a very unfortunate precedent because he believes that even though many in the Senate did not want this to go forward, as in Democrats didn't want this to go forward, that it didn't make a difference whether or not the friends on the other side should have been impeached or not. He believes that they should have continued to hold the trial to hear the evidence. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it set a different type of precedent, rather that he says that this could be a bad precedent for cabinet members in the future, that impeachment should not be used to settle a policy disagreement. So we heard from the top two senators after the Mayorkas vote had gone through.
Thanks for the update from Washington. We appreciate it. Quick work of this impeachment matter of the Homeland Security Secretary today. ABC News correspondent M. Nguyen joining us live now.